Are you living a life that is the fullest expression of who you are? Is it what your child self imagined for you? What you dreamt about creating year after year? Do you wake up every day excited for what's to come? And when you fall asleep at night, is it with a feeling of satisfaction and purpose? Or instead, are you living a life that's been built by expectation or external validation? A life where you've carefully crafted the world around you to avoid shame, failure, or judgment. You stay stuck because it's comfortable. Afraid to pursue your true purpose or passion because it requires a leap into the unknown. You accept sadness to feel safe, and yet somehow always exist in a state of scarcity, of not enough. You spend your days chasing peak experiences, forgetting to fall in love with the process of building a life. This is my year, you say. Year after year after year. But at a certain point, your existence on this earth will end. And you'll have to come to terms with the life you've chosen for yourself. Because the life you're living is always a choice, no matter your external circumstance, there is always room for you to create something new, something that is just yours, a life you actually love living, a life that is truly an expression of exactly who you are. So if you're ready to finally make this the year you follow through in creating that life, keep listening. Welcome to Rhea Earth. This is a gateway to your new reality, where you'll find that everything you need exists within you. Let's begin. I spent years living a life that was not my own. From the outside, it was as close to perfection as anyone could imagine. My external world was a reflection of everything I thought would bring me happiness internally. I had the husband, the house, the career. But no matter how many life milestones I checked off, one after the other, I felt empty inside. I had everything except happiness. I had built the life of my dreams, except those dreams weren't my own. I'd spent 30 years molding myself into someone I didn't recognize, a human shape that was foreign to me. She was built to please others, to fit in, to feel accepted, loved, and worthy. But the one person I truly needed acceptance from, I ignored. That person, of course, was myself. I began ignoring my inner voice early in life. It must have been around age 7 or so after my parents' divorce. I began to shape myself into what I thought my dad wanted so he'd come back to us. Or what my mom wanted so she wouldn't have to worry about me. And what my friends and teachers at school wanted so they wouldn't notice I was any different. I learned early on how to suppress my preferences, my dreams, my emotions, how to be a good girl, because because if you'd asked me back then what I wanted to be when I grew up, it was that. Good. And I had this constant feeling that I wasn't. A deep undercurrent of shame and lack that influenced my entire life and every decision I made. I know now that this feeling of unworthiness is something that runs deep in our DNA. No matter what our life circumstances happen to be. As humans, we begin our lives literally pushed out of the safety and comfort of our mother's womb into a world that requires us to follow a very specific set of rules to fit in. Rules that will help us find that feeling of safety again. So we change our behavior patterns, our personality, our preferences, just to experience a moment of that inner worthiness, that peace. We're told by society that we have to earn our way to our worth, that the only pathway to fulfillment is to follow a life template, likely one that our parents passed down to us and their parents passed to them. Generation after generation, we build duplicates of the same lives over and over again, following the same instructions, all the while ignoring the voice in our heart telling us that there might be another way. That instead of looking for the external world to provide our worth to us, we can tap into the infinite source of worth that already exists within us. We can be loved for exactly who we are. You are the entirety of the universe existing in a human being for a time. The worth and love you're seeking in everything external already exists within you. There is absolutely nothing you can do that will remove that worth from you. And vice versa, there is nothing you can create externally that will give you more of that worth. You already have it. You are the infinite source of everything you're seeking. There is nothing you need to do, be, or create in this world. So from here, you're free to create whatever reality you want. For fun. Just because you can. Not because you have to. Or because anyone told you to. Remember, you are the universe experiencing itself from one specific perspective. Anything you can imagine, you can create. So my only question to you is, what do you really want? Let's figure it out right now. Together. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and out. Feel the ground breathe with you. As you sway with the earth, the stars, with the sky and ocean. With every plant, animal, and being on this planet. You are everything in this infinite moment. anything is possible. Any reality can be created from here. With your next breath, I want you to imagine a golden light emanating from your heart. It gets brighter and brighter with each breath you take. And as you continue to breathe, forming a circle around your physical body. A safe enclosure where you're protected from any outside influence. And as this golden circle expands around you, the external expectations or limitations that exist within you are shifting to the outside of this space. And as they reach the edge of your safe enclosure, these limitations are dissolving. As they pass through to the outside, this is a space that is entirely your own. Free from any expectations that exist from your family, friends, or anyone else in your life. It's a place for you to dream, to create, to imagine. As you continue to breathe, safely held by this perfect golden circle, I want you to think back to when you were a child. What came naturally to you? What were you fascinated or excited by? When do you lose time or feel that spark of energy again? What do you feel you're meant to do? Remember, there are no right answers here. Just listen to your own inner voice. What do you really want to do? What would it look like to wake up every day and spend your time focused on this one thing? This exploration of the spark that exists within you. How would you feel about yourself? How would you show up in the world? What actions would you take daily? What process would you fall in love with? Let yourself continue to create this vision of yours. Freely explore this safe and protected space that is just for you. And allow yourself to dream bigger than any external expectations or limitations. When you're ready, I want you to open your eyes. And feel the energy of the perfect golden circle still surrounding you. allow yourself to exist here today, tomorrow, and beyond. The source of your fulfillment exists within this circle. It emanates from your heart, from your inner voice. Whatever reality you imagined for yourself, start taking action to create it right now. Don't wait another day, month, or year. You don't need to know everything to get started. Just start and you'll know exactly what you need. And remember, there is no outside force waiting to give you what you want. You are the universe. You are the source of your own safety, happiness, and peace. And it's in the freedom of the unknown that you'll find exactly what you've been seeking. I can't wait to see this reality you're about to create. So get started.